And we're now at Maloney's Bludgeons in Shepperton, which is about 2 or 3 miles down the road from our studios in Weybridge, where we normally broadcast from. Now, Maloney's Bludgeons is no ordinary supermarket. It's owned by two brothers who bought the store in 2006. They live in the area and they're very much passionate about creating a truly local store that sits at the heart of its local community. And we're here today to give you a little bit of a showcase, really, on some of the local producers that they work with. And throughout the programme, we're going to be talking to each one of them. So to give you a little bit of a flavour, literally, of exactly what they have to offer and the products that are available at Maloney's and Bludgeons. So stay tuned and we'll be going to be talking to a few of them very, very shortly. And I'm here now with the fabulous Shemin from the Curry On Like a Pro. I'm really excited to meet you because there's so many people coming around here and trying your curry. So what do you think it is that entices them?
I think people, first of all, just love curry. You know, UK is a nation of curry lovers. The thing with our curry is that it's gluten-free, dairy-free. It's got no additives, no preservatives, no sugar. And people love that. You know, they're becoming more conscious about what they eat, what they can put in their food, as opposed to just buying something that's ready-made. So we feel that, you know, it's a time for people like us to do really well with things that are fresh and have been made by small producers, you know, as opposed to a big factory where you're not sure about the quality of the ingredients. So I think we attract people who love their food, basically.
I think you're spot on because it really is very much in the media right now about, you know, how food is produced and people want to know, you know, where the food's coming from and also that there are the things that the no nasties in there as well. And there's a feeling of reassurance, I think, really, isn't there, when you know, like yourself here, you're standing on the counter talking about your own products. And I think people like to know that, don't you?
Yeah, I think people love knowing that. They love to know the face behind the product. And they also love the fact that there's some sort of quality control over the ingredients because it's small, you know. And, you know, if the face of the curry is something that attracts people because they know then, I mean, it's a sort of link, isn't it, between your customer and the person who makes it. And for us, it's a link to our customers when we come. And we love to meet them, you know.
Well, it is. There's nothing better than having a food tasting, isn't it? And this is a very unique store as well that really sort of cares about its people and its community. This is the feeling I get.
Well, for us, yes, we totally agree with that, because when I first came onto the market, I went straight to Vince, whose shop is in Ascot. Yes. So he owns Shepperton as well. And I said to him, will you put the curry on your shelves? And yes, he was totally supportive and he gave me a go. And so, yeah, so here I am because of Vince.
That's fabulous, isn't it? And it is that like person giving it a go rather than having to go through the big buyers and like all the different layers and stuff. So tell us about the range of the curries that you have, because is it something that's always expanding for you?
So for the moment, we have mild, medium, hot and a spice for fish. And hopefully in a few weeks, we're going to have a Thai green curry paste. So we're really looking forward to seeing what people think about that. But hopefully they'll like it, you know, and because, again, it's fresh. You know, we grind our spices. We get our coriander, our gangal, we do all of it ourselves. And so, yeah, so hopefully they'll enjoy that.
Sounds absolutely delicious. And where's that going to be available? Will it be here at Maloney's Bludgeons?
So we're just waiting for it to be tested. So, you know, we have to wait for, say, 6 or 8 weeks so that we can put the product on for 8 weeks. We'll see what that result brings in. And if it's great, then, yeah, it's on the shelf then.
Fantastic. Well, you're having a great response already today, and it's been an absolute joy to speak to you. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
I'm here now with Elliot from Chiltern Natural Foods, and we're at Maloney Bludgeons in Shepperton. Hi, Elliot.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And you?
Yeah, good to hear. I'm good, thanks.
So tell us a little bit about the range of products, because it's really quite extensive in front of me here.
Yeah, we've got a range of roasted nuts and seeds here. We've got a variety of flavours. We also actually do cook granola, cereals, so we've got another range. So the business is very diverse. But today here with us, we've got a range of nuts and seeds.
And where do you normally, they're obviously within Maloney Bludgeons, but where else do you supply to as well?
We supply to local farm shops, the co-ops, very local co-ops, and other places. We often go to farmers markets, we're going to all over, yeah.
Wherever
we can get, yeah.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about this. You've got so many different varieties here. Do you find a particular one that really appeals to your customers?
It really depends on the customer. We have sweet nuts such as the sugar and cinnamon, almonds and pecans. So it depends on your personal taste. I like the spicy Thai chili and lime cashews. They're my personal favourites. I mean, we hand roast them all in our ovens back at the unit. So it's lovely.
So hand roasted. So that must be quite a task.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a massive task when you consider the range of nuts we have. But at the same time, it's well worth all the time we put into it for the variety and the range that we can provide.
Absolutely, it's the quality when you're doing something on an individual basis. So whereabouts are you based?
We're based in High Wycombe. That's where we roast all our nuts and we cook all our granola. So yeah.
And how can people find out more about you?
We have a website, www.chilternaturalfoods.com. On our website you can buy our products there, or you can meet us at local farmers markets. We have a Twitter and Facebook page.
Okay, what's your Twitter account?
It's Chiltern Natural Foods.
Fantastic. And now we will definitely check that one out and share that as well. So thank you so much, Ilya.
Thank you very much.
I'm here now with Angie Newitt of Newitt's and Sons, and she's have a very popular table at the moment because she's got some delicious products right in front of her. So thanks for joining us, Angie.
Hi, you're very welcome.
So the steak pie seems to be going down quite a treat today, particularly as it's warm out of the oven. Tell us a little bit about your pies.
Everything that we have is made from our own butcher shops. So we hand make all the pastry and then all the fillings. So all the pies are made fresh for Budgeons Daily. And it's all made with homemade, you know, good quality beef that my husband selected. So we know the traceability of where all our beef has come from. But yet just full of good quality, and he hasn't cut back on the value of what's in the product. So I think people do like this choice, really.
Absolutely. When you have a steak pie, you want it filled with plenty of steak and with good quality steak as well. And it's certainly something I think that more and more customers are getting concerned about. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I think traceability within even our chicken supply nowadays, particularly in light of where all the halal chicken is coming from, etc., in that we have good traceability on all of our products and that we control how everything is handmade and homemade on our premises. So, yeah, I think people are looking for better quality, definitely.
Yeah, the handmade, you just can't beat it. And as you say, yourself and your husband getting involved in the whole operation. But tell us a little bit about the range that you have here.
We supply twofold to Budgeons. So we supply to a deli manufacturer. So we do the honey roast hams, breaded hams, turkey and roast beef, etc. And for many years, we supplied just pies and scotch eggs, etc. to delis. But as we've had to change, as the world has changed, so we've gone down a pre-pack route where customers who are in a hurry don't have to queue up any longer. They can come along and just take their own selection of those products from a various site within the store.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you're always having to change and adapt to customers, and we all know that everybody's living in very busy times now. But also there does seem to be a bit of a shift as well towards a more sort of like local, maybe like daily live products. So how do you as a business know sort of where to go next as such?
Oh, well, you just have to keep trying, really. Within Musgraves, particularly Budgeons, we have to work with the trading people and take their advice on what they're looking for as a new line. But with having our own retail shop in Tame High Street, we tend to know what customers are looking for. You can see from sales, if something's not popular, it'll go down. And you really have to keep fresh. You have to keep thinking fresh ingredients and, you know, very good quality. Try and keep the price something that is affordable. I mean, it mustn't be led by supermarkets telling you cheap is always better, because it really isn't. You know, you have to pay for quality, and we do try and offer the best service available.
Now, I think that's the thing, people don't always necessarily know that the full cost of what something can actually be. So it's making people more aware of exactly what is going into that, and you know, we just can't afford to have cheap meat anymore, can we?
No, I think people have been fooled for quite a long time, in that even with a quality pie, they would be looking for something that was, you know, buy two and get a third free, or buy one and get one free. But I think more and more they are being led back to a butcher shop rather than a supermarket for quality meat, let's say, for example. But pies, they're knowing now that suppliers are coming more local, and we supply good quality to a supermarket, because we really do feel there's a niche market there that's missing. So trying.
Absolutely, it's continually evolving. But no, thank you so much. You absolutely deserve to do so well. And the smell of those steak pies are just wafting over. So I think there'll be some more customers coming your way any moment. So thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
And I'm now with Sophie from Kabutu Noodles, and it's a really interesting concept in the world of noodles, so tell us a little bit more about it.
It's basically a really healthy alternative to a pot noodle. It's a relatively new brand, been around sort of 4 or 5 years now. Comes in a variety of flavours. I am addicted, I live off of them. And I'm just beginning to get involved with the brand, but hoping to get more so in the next year or so.
Yeah, it's a very innovative concept, and I know I'm the founder, Crispin, isn't it, who sort of came to say, what sparked the idea in him?
I think he was just looking for, well, there was a gap in the market, I suppose, for everyone's got this idea that pot noodles are really unhealthy, which they are. So I guess he saw a gap in the market for something healthier, and he's very into his sort of healthy organic lifestyle, and the whole thing's recyclable, and it's, you know, from good sources and stuff. So yeah, I guess there was a real gap in the market for that.
Yeah, it is on every level, actually, because when I was reading about the Kabutu on the website, like you said, the actual packaging itself, again, it doesn't go to landfill, you know, the ethical sources of it as well. So he's obviously done his homework.
Yes, he has, yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the flavours that you've got of the noodles.
We have got at the moment a miso, a beef pho, a prawn tom yum and a chilli chicken, which is my favourite. Next week we are releasing a rice noodle, which is completely gluten-free, lower in calories, and I'm already hooked on it.
So are you official taster for the company then?
Yes, I am, yeah.
So what sort of response are you getting to your noodles so far today?
It's been very positive. We've had a lot of hungry kids rushing up to the stand. I've noticed a lot of like parents buying them for the kids, a lot of interest. A lot of people are surprised actually that they're healthy, which I've been explaining. We've had a lot of interest today.
It is an education thing, isn't it? Because people have a perception on one area, and then, you know, what tasting is obviously the fantastic way to do that and to be here in person as well. So when you're looking at the noodles, and you know, how do you explain it to people?
I basically introduce it as a healthy alternative to a pot noodle, coming from reliable resources, everything's recyclable. I say that we've got meat and veggie and fish options. And also, if they are gluten-free, I tell them about the rice noodle as well.
Exactly, so many different elements now that people are looking for in their food, isn't it? So, I think you're going to be a fantastic brand ambassador for them. So, leave your job now and get working for them.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to us, Sophie.
Thank you.
I'm here with Dave from Bangers Galore. So let's talk bangers, Dave. Tell us all about your product.
I would probably say they're one of the best sausages you can get on the market. Probably, I said. Probably.
Is this like Carlsberg? Probably.
Yeah, I'll use their terms. They know what they're saying, so I'm going to use that.
So tell us a little bit about the company.
We're a family-run business, small, just got a passion for food and everything. Worked in the butchers for a long time and then decided that where my passion was really is in sausage making, and that we realised you can't get very good quality sausages everywhere, and that's what we specialise in, and we started supplying the supermarkets with our products.
So how did you learn your sausage craft?
Through butchering. As a young kid, I mean, kids' things, they all love sausages, don't they? And I love sausages as a kid, and I always knew the difference when Mum got them from the supermarket and when she got them from the butchers. There's always that difference you could tell. And I wasn't eating any other sausages apart from being the butchers. And little did I know, and I wasn't expecting to, but I ended up obviously making them, but, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you don't know where these things take you, do you? You know, but it comes from a love of something, and then learning more about it, and then it just feels right, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's anything. I enjoy. I'm originally going to be a chef. I was going to go in the catering corps in the army. That was my. But I love food. I love preparing things for people to eat and enjoy. And whether it be a sausage or creating a dish or something like that. It was just, yeah, but sausages were my passion.
So tell us a little bit about your customers, because obviously we're here in Shepparton at the moment and you guys are pretty local. So what type of, sort of, because you've got lots of different varieties here as well. So is there a preferred sausage?
I'd say our popular one at the moment is our chorizo sort of style sausage. It does go in fashions, but then our most popular flavours are the traditional pork sausage, as in a cipollata or a lard sausage. They outsell all the other flavours, but it's good to have that variety there. What I do say is there's a sausage to suit everybody. Do an apple sausage for people that have got a sweet tooth, a savoury one, and a hot spicy one, and all things like that, just so...
It has exploded, though, hasn't it? When I'm going to the counters around supermarkets, and it's just the variety is just really quite astounding. So I don't know, how do people know which one to go for?
It's why we come round to the stores and to our customers and we do these samplings. We find out what they want and what they're looking for, and you can see by the tasting. I mean, today the sage and red onion has gone really well, but you go to different places and it could be a garlic and herb. So not every store and every customer are the same. It varies to where you go. Middle of last year, we knocked up in the summertime a chili and chocolate one. And we thought that would go down well. We put it into the stores, we sampled it, we listened to the customers, and it was like people turn their nose up at first, but you've got to try it, and they turn it, wow, that is really nice. So it's one of those you've got to try before you buy.
Yeah, well, these things are really important, aren't they, the food tasting, because you get so much information, and people do. I mean, I've literally done the stand next door to you, somebody tried it, and straight there to the counter.
That's right, it does work. And they like to meet the people that actually make the products as well. And it's a small run business. We're all involved in one way or another in our product. And, we care about it. And a lot to do with the Budgeons, now franchised, and they have their independent owners that would take more probably pride in there, because it's their own shop, and being able to buy locally from us as well from small producers, that is a bit different from what you can get into the bigger chains.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think you can put a price on it at all. And, you know, these events are fantastic. But you guys are also award-winning, aren't you? Because you've been involved in some sausage-making championships, is that right?
Yeah, we have. We've won quite a few awards. We've won the national championships twice. Not twice in a row. It is, 1992 and 1994, we actually won the sausage championships of the year. And just various other competitions that we go to, we always come, there's not one that we haven't come back with anything from. So it's very time consuming, but it's nice to have that name against it. But there again, at the end of the day, it still doesn't matter what you got written down, how well it is, what certificates are this, it's what your sales go, and you know, it's people tasting your product, that's they're my awards, by the people buying my products, not from...
I think it just gives it recognition for the quality that you do, and that people do like to see that as well. But as you say, it's on the ground as well, doing events like this. So been a real pleasure talking to you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Now, I'm really happy to be chatting with Katie from James of Shepparton's Butchers. Lovely to speak to you, Katie.
And to you too. Thank you.
Well, we've certainly got some very interesting products bubbling away here on the grill. So tell us a little bit about your products.
Well, today I've got in the hot count, in the slow cooker, French garlic chicken, which is an amazing chicken. It's really, really tender and yummy, and sells like hotcakes in Budgeons. Sells really, really well. That's our biggest seller. We've got our 21-day age Scotch beef burger, which has a pepper encrusted edge, which is really nice. And then I've got some beef truffles, which has got mature cheddar and onion. So as you cook the burger in the oven, it all melts and comes together, and it's just amazing. Tastes really good.
They sound fabulous. So, and I saw one gentleman just like literally taste and then grab one off the shelf. So I think that probably said it all, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think once you taste one of the products, you realise how good it is. And these kind of tastings make people taste it and then they can trust the other products will be good. So it means that they buy more.
So you guys are very much local. So tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so it's run by my husband and myself. We're just on the Leyland Road, which is two roads away from here. So, yeah, really local, very family run. You know, you can often see my 5 and 13-year-old in there, busy doing bits and bobs. And we're all about animal welfare, where our stuff comes from, how our animals are reared. We visit our farms 2 or 3 times a year. We only buy from small family-run farms, so keeping everything all about small family-run businesses so that businesses like that can thrive. And we, as I say, we're all about the quality of the animal. We're a Kew Guild butcher, so we are a group of 120 butchers in the UK, so we're audited by the Kew Guild independently. So it just means that we have to buy in a certain way and we have to advertise ourselves in a certain way. So it just keeps us so that we're really on top of our game, so we are the best that we can be. So if you're in the Kew Guild, you are amongst the best butchers, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's obviously you really care, you and your husband, and I think it's just so important, and the keeping the local, the family, and being able to, as you said there, that if you're supporting the family-run farms, then you're doing your part, and then us as consumers really, you know, now need to play our part as well, really, don't we?
Yes, I think that given the media coverage that the larger supermarkets have had over the last year or two, people are using butchers, greengrocers, more and more and more, and which is why Budgens is very good, because they do use a lot of small independent companies, which makes them a very good good place to shop in as well. This is my local Budgens because I'm so close. So, yeah, I think it's very important to shop in your local small independent shops and keep our community going, as Shepparton's very good because it's a very small community and very close community, so people do use their small independent shops, which is very good. Shop local.
I really see it here. I mean, we're 2 or 3 miles down the road in Weybridge, and it just doesn't have that same feel. But when you come to Shepparton, you do feel like it is. And certainly Budgens, I've been really surprised by the amount of like, activity they do in the community, which is just fantastic. So to be part of that, I think, is very special.
Yeah, absolutely. And funnily enough, we have a lot of customers from Weybridge that come over. And I think that the even people that live in Weybridge do like the feel that we have, you know, keeping our high street as a high street and keeping it. I mean, we're slightly off the high street, but that doesn't affect us because we have a very good reputation. So it is about making sure that your name's out there. We do a lot of work with the local schools. I'm always working with the children. They come and visit us twice a year as a school. You know, we have sort of, you can often see 30 children hanging around outside, and educating today's children is educating tomorrow's buyers. So by us educating them, hopefully when they go to do their shopping, when they live on their own, they'll choose an independent shop.
And also the influence of parents as well, because so many times, you know, the youngsters saying, well, mum, dad, you know, why are we buying that when, you know, I've learned about this at school, you know, why don't we do this? So, you know, that great pester power, but in a good way.
Absolutely. And like some of the other people selling here today or giving their stuff away today will say, as soon as the children taste something, they can tell the quality possibly more than the adults can because of their young palate. They seem to be able to pick up quite well on the quality, and they do enjoy that, and they do say, Mum, I want to get that burger, or Mum, I want to get that sausage. So it does make a difference.
That's really interesting, because when you normally think about like the kids and that, you know, the packet beef burgers or the fish fingers or whatever, you know, you always like almost, I don't know, lowest common denominator, like, but it's not, it's quite the opposite of what you're saying. So I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I do sausage competitions in the school, and I take in a lot of our sausages, different of our sausages, and then I take in a supermarket value one and a vegetarian one, and I get them to taste, and 99% of them would go for the proper sausage. So it does go to show that they do know what they're doing.
So listen out, mums and dads. Time to increase the quality of your food. You've heard it here first. Thank you so much, Katie. It's an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And I've learned a lot, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've made it towards the back of the store because I've been eating and talking too much, but I'm really pleased to be at the counter now of Watford Valley Foods with Gary and Edward Tucker, because this is my personal favourite, fish. So lovely to speak to you guys.
Thank you, same here. Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about these beautiful products that are in front of us.
Watford Valley Foods, we're based in Watford in Hertfordshire. All the salmon and most of the fish that we produce is Scottish. It comes down to us to Watford, where it's smoked, sliced, stacked and packed. And then we send it out to the independent food stores throughout the London area.
Right, so it's just the independents that you...
We are independently based. That's where our heritage comes from. Our father, my grandfather, was old fishmongers based in London. And we feel that's really, we want to support the independent food trade rather than the big boys. Many years ago, we used to supply the major multiples, but... We decided to take a step back, and the quality was an issue. It was always price was the issue, and we didn't want to cut our standards or our methods of smoking, which is a little bit time-consuming and a little bit expensive, but I think we produce a very fresh product and very reasonably priced.
Sounds fantastic. Well, I personally always love to support the independents, so I love the stance that you've taken on that. So coming from Scotland, whereabouts in Scotland?
It comes from Talbot, which is the western side of Loch Fyne. That's where the actual raw product, the fish, comes from.
And how do you have that connection with them?
Just through many, many years. We had some cousins who were based in that part of the world. They produce a very good salmon that's kept in pens where the yield is quite low. So the fish grow to a nice size. They're quite firm fish as well, not very fatty or flabby. And they produce a very nicely coloured and a nice natural tasting farm smoked salmon.
Sounds absolutely delicious. And my lips are slabbering already at the thought of it, but I will carry on talking. So how do you find Budgens as a venue for finding out more from your customers?
It's wonderful. And as I said, to do these tasting days, we get to in touch with the public, who are the great feedback, are the final purchase of the product. And it's wonderful dealing with Budgens. They're very amenable. If we have any new products, they're always willing to try them. And they're very easy to deal with. And that's why we're here, because we support them, because we like dealing with them. We've dealt with them for many years, and they're part of our family of customers.
And they really are the family feel here. It's husband and wife teams, it's brothers. And do you think that that's something that is going to increase more and more over time?
I don't know. It's very hard today with the economic situation. Today you're either very big or very small. A lot of the middle industries, and that's right across, it's not just the food industry, have really been wiped out through many factors, and which is a shame. But I think people are starting to value locally produced food, and really they want to know the provenance, where it comes from. And because of the food scares we've had in the past, I think they're starting to trust and really support the independent food suppliers and food retailers.
I think that's so true. I mean, the show that I do is called It's All Good, and it's showcasing people that are doing things differently, changing the way we live and work for the better. And more I see amazing, like, local, sustainable, ethical food initiatives. Food, I think, is very much leading the way into a new way, so which I find particularly very encouraging.
Yes, I totally agree with you. As I said, it's very nice coming here and staying here, because, as I said, we were many years ago, our family was retail-based, so we're coming back to our roots as well. And it's very nice interacting with the public.
Absolute pleasure to meet you both. Just the passion coming through. It's actually wonderful now. So some smoked salmon. Right, I'm off now, breathing. Última noticia. Se acabaron los muñequitos para la gente fea.
Well, we've had a lot of fun here at Butlin's Radio at Maloney's Budgeons today. We've been here for the local food producers fair, and Mark Toogood is the store manager here, and he's been coordinating the whole thing with a massive smile on his face all day. So Mark, how's it been for you?
Very good. All these events are very good. We hold them twice a year, and it's that opportunity to promote that brand. You know, a lot of customers walk past and, you know, you buy the same things week in, week out. You don't always look at new things. Where they try them, they're a little bit more expensive, but the quality is so much more better in these products. A lot of them are won gold awards and things. That's why we promote them, and they are fantastic products.
Well, I've seen it firsthand when I was interviewing some of the guys, and it literally take a piece of the burger and it was off to the shelf to go and buy it. I mean, you can't ask better than that, really, can a supermarket, can you?
No, I won't need any tea tonight.
Me neither, especially that smoked salmon. It's just my favourite, so I really enjoyed that bit. So what do you hope to get from these sort of events, just for people to get a bit more aware of, like, the different producers that you're working with?
Yeah, well, I think most people in Shepparton realise that we're independently owned now, and we bought many, many lines into the store since we took the store over back in 2006. But all these lines, we just want to promote that local feel. Not all of these suppliers are local, but they are, as I said before, small, independent people, and they've won gold awards on their products and everything. Yeah, so it's... that's what we try to promote. Something different to all the other multiples.
It does feel really different in here. I mean, it's weird because I was born in Potter's Bar in Hertfordshire, and my local store was a Budgeons, and I feel like I've come back home again coming here today. And particularly, I was really impressed by the boards that you've got up with all the community work that you do. So can you tell listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, we support two local schools. We, like any business at the moment, it is extremely tough. But we are firmly part of the community, yeah, and we want to play a big part in the community. We've won awards for it over the last few years, but as I say, we support a couple of local schools and other people as well, you know, so much as we can do. We're only a small independent, we've only got three stores at the moment.
We're building on it, I'm sure, but I mean, it's showcasing what's possible, and I think what I love about it is that it really does feel like you are sort of really at the heart of everything that's going on. And chatting with Anne earlier on about the work that you do of bringing the schools actually into the supermarkets as well, which is really interesting. So is there more of that plan, do you think?
Yeah, well, again, we do that every year. We have a pasta week and a bread week where the kids go, we give them all the ingredients, and they go away, cook it at school, they bring it in, sell it in the shop. And then they take the money away with them and use it within the school.
That's fun. It's all feeling part as if everybody's in it together, really, isn't it? So yeah, fantastic event. Sadly, the weather was not with us, otherwise I know we would have been outside. But hey, what can we do about the British weather?
Absolutely nothing. It would have been better outside. That's what we had planned, all the stalls outside. People would have noticed it from the other side of the road and maybe popped in, see what was going on. But, yeah, again, it has created that nice buzz within the store.
Absolutely. Well, I've had people dancing in the aisles here from the Brooklyn's Radio Music, so I can't ask better than that. So thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for inviting us down today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. Brooklyn's Radio.